This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A ship carrying aid for Gaza left Cyprus on Tuesday in a pilot project to open a sea route to help stave off famine. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
The aid ship was funded mostly by the UAE and organized by US-based charity World Central Kitchen, with much of Gaza reduced to rubble. WCK said it was building a landing jetty with material from destroyed buildings. Open Arms spokesperson Laura Lanuza.
There has been a naval blockade from Israel since over 20 years ago. So for us, makes us really, really happy and proud.
Qatar's foreign ministry spokesperson Majid al-Ansari said on Tuesday negotiators seeking a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas were not close to a deal. There'd been hoped for a truce in time for Ramadan, which began this week.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. The World Food Program's country director for Haiti on Tuesday said Haiti needs a robust humanitarian response.
We've had this baseline level of hunger that's already very high, and this is worsening things even more. So what we're seeing is an increase in violence.
Jean-Martin Bauer made his plea one day after U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the United States would contribute an additional $100 million to a U.N.-backed multinational security force intended to help Haitian police. U.S. President Joe Biden won enough state delegates on Tuesday to seal the Democrat Party's nomination, with a face-off against former President Donald Trump looming in what would be the first U.S. presidential election rematch in nearly 70 years. Biden passed the needed number of delegates, according to Edison Research on Tuesday night, as a result.